Antigua, Guatemala, Budget Volcano Trekking Guide. Good morning from Antigua, Guatemala. For those considering budget volcano trekking, the city's constant hum of activity starts early, a raw, unfiltered soundtrack to the day's first light. My American Airlines flight landed yesterday, a smooth enough affair, but a misread schedule for my shuttle this morning granted an unexpected extra hour to absorb the city's true pulse before the trails beckon. From my rented apartment, I hear the clatter of metal gates opening, the rhythmic sweep of brooms on cobblestones, and the distinct, guttural roar of a modified diesel engine from a chicken bus gearing up for its route, its air brakes hissing like an angry python. The air carries the damp scent of volcanic earth mixed with wood smoke and the faint, sweet promise of roasting coffee from a nearby street vendor already stoking their charcoal grill. This isn't the sanitized quiet of a half-bored hotel, it's the gritty, authentic awakening of a city that lives and breathes on its own terms, a necessary immersion for understanding the landscape we're about to conquer. Antigua sits cradled by three colossal sentinels, Volcan de Agua, Volcan Acatenango, and the actively simmering Volcan de Fuego. These aren't just scenic backdrops, they are the very architects of this region's fertile soil and, historically, its most destructive forces. Earthquakes, often triggered by volcanic activity, have repeatedly leveled the city, yet each time, Antigua has been rebuilt, a testament to its enduring spirit. The geological history here is etched into every stone and every steep incline we will face. The ground we tread, initially through cultivated fields and coffee plantations that thrive in this mineral-rich earth, quickly transitions. You feel the change underfoot as the trail steepens, the loose volcanic scree a constant reminder of the raw power that shaped this land. Lower altitudes are characterized by dense green, often humid, where the air hangs heavy with the scent of damp soil and unseen foliage. As we ascend, the terrain transforms dramatically. The initial fertile slopes give way to a cloud forest, a cooler, more shrouded environment where moss drapes from trees and the path becomes slick with moisture. This elevation gain brings a noticeable shift in temperature and the density of the air itself, demanding more from the lungs with each step. Higher still, the vegetation thins, replaced by hardier shrubs and eventually, sparse, resilient grasses clinging to the exposed volcanic rock. The very composition of the ground changes, from packed dirt to jagged basalt, then to fine, dark ash, each step a mini struggle against gravity and the mountain's own shifting surface. The physical demands are unequivocal, consistent, steep inclines that test endurance, requiring steady footing and a conscious effort to breathe deeply. This is a journey through geological time, each upward stride revealing a new layer of the volcano's character and a deeper understanding of Antigua's rugged existence. Embarking on budget volcano trekking in Antigua, the dawn air in Antigua, Guatemala, carries the sharp scent of wood smoke and damp earth, a constant reminder of the volcanic geology surrounding this ancient city. My chosen expedition, a multi-day ascent of Acatenango, demanded a practical approach from the outset. Forget the polished tour brochures promising luxury, tents and gourmet meals, my focus was strictly on effective budget volcano trekking. This isn't a stroll, it's a physical commitment to raw nature. The city itself, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, sits cradled by three colossal volcanoes, Agua, Fuego, and Acatenango. Fuego, the active one, constantly puffs smoke, a visual cue of the power beneath the Earth's crust. My planning started weeks ago, securing a spot with a local outfit directly from Calle del Arco. I bypassed the online booking fees, instead walking into a small, unassuming office near La Merced Church. The package for the two-day, one-night trek came to 550 quetzales, which included transport to the trailhead, a guide, basic camping gear, and three simple meals. This is significantly less than what many hostels or online aggregators quote, often pushing 700 to 800 quetzales for the same route. Insider tip 1, always book directly with a local tour operator in Antigua. The savings are immediate and often come with more authentic service. Ascending the ancient slopes of Acatenango, the journey began with a jarring ride in an old shuttle van, bouncing over cobblestones and then rough dirt roads, leaving the colonial charm of Antigua behind. We were dropped at the trailhead, a nondescript patch of dirt on the volcano's lower flanks. The initial climb was brutal, a steep ascent through agricultural fields, the rich, dark volcanic soil clinging to my boots. The air grew thinner almost immediately, and the sun, even in the early morning, was relentless. After the cultivated land, the path plunged into dense cloud forest. The humidity was palpable, coating everything in a slick sheen. Towering trees, heavy with moss and epiphytes, formed a canopy, filtering the light into a muted green glow. The ground here was softer, a mix of decomposing leaves and damp earth, offering a slight reprieve from the initial grind. The geological history of Acatenango is evident in every step. Layers of ancient ash and hardened lava flows form the very foundation of the trail. This isn't just a hike, it's a traverse through millennia of geological activity. The constant, low rumble of Volcán de Fuego, visible through breaks in the canopy, served as a potent, visceral reminder of the active forces shaping this landscape. The sounds of cicadas, a constant hum in the forest, replaced the distant city noise. Conquering the volcanic terrain as we pushed higher, the vegetation changed again, thinning out into an alpine forest dominated by sturdy pine trees. The air here was cooler, drier, carrying the distinct, sharp scent of pine needles and volcanic dust. The trail transformed into a winding path of loose volcanic rock and fine, dark ash, a true test of balance and endurance. Every step felt like two, as the loose scree shifted underfoot, demanding constant concentration. This section is where the true physical demands of budget volcano trekking become apparent. It's not about speed, it's about persistent, deliberate movement. The views that gradually unfolded, looking down upon the patchwork of farms and the distant city, provided brief, stunning distractions from the burning in my calves. Many choose the more popular Acatenango trek for its proximity to Fuego, offering unparalleled views of its eruptions. However, for those seeking a less crowded, yet equally challenging and rewarding experience, consider Volcán de Agua. It stands directly over Antigua, offers a grueling but more direct ascent, and costs significantly less for guide services. The trails on Agua are less maintained, offering a wilder, more solitary experience, though without the immediate spectacle of Fuego. It's a trade-off of popularity for raw, unvarnished adventure, making it a compelling alternative for serious budget volcano trekking. Reflecting on the journey and value, the base camp, a clearing on Acatenango's shoulder, offered shelter from the biting winds that picked up as dusk approached. The ground, still warm from the day's sun, provided a welcome resting place before the final, pre-dawn push to the summit. Here, huddled around a small fire, the shared experience among fellow trekkers was a stark contrast to the isolated feel of an all-inclusive hotel. Instead of a buffet, we had simple tortillas, beans, and coffee, tasted all the better for the effort expended. Why choose this type of experience? Because it strips away the superficial, forcing a direct engagement with the environment and local culture. It offers a tangible reward for physical exertion, a profound connection to the land that a poolside lounge simply cannot replicate. My accommodation in Antigua, the Yellow House Hostel, costing $25 per night for a private room, exemplified this philosophy. The staff, from the receptionists who patiently answered my questions about local buses to the kitchen crew preparing the complimentary breakfast, were consistently warm and genuinely helpful, treating guests more like family than transient customers. Insider tip 2, bring plenty of layers for the summit push. Even on a warm day, temperatures plummet dramatically at altitude. Insider tip 3, pack your own snacks and at least 3 to 4 liters of water, prices at the trailhead are inflated. This isn't just a physical challenge, it's an immersion into a unique geological and cultural landscape, making budget volcano trekking in Central American countries an intensely rewarding endeavor. You can find more local insights at the Antigua Guatemala Tourism Office. Outro, Antigua, Guatemala, budget volcano trekking guide. The initial ascent cut through old agricultural plots, the rich, dark soil, still yielding a faint, earthy scent, hinting at past cultivation. Higher up, the broadleaf trees gave way to a denser, cooler canopy, the air growing perceptibly thinner with each 100 meters gained. The ground underfoot shifted from compacted dirt to a looser mix of loam and small, angular stones, then progressively to a gritty, granular surface. Each step demanded more from the legs, a constant, deep pull in the quads and glutes. The mountain's flank revealed its violent history through exposed rock formations, dark, solidified flows of ancient lava hinting at cataclysmic events, overlaid by subsequent layers of finer volcanic material, a geological textbook laid bare. This wasn't merely a climb, it was an intimate interaction with a living, evolving geological entity, each upward push a dialogue with its raw power. The sheer verticality became a constant challenge, forcing a slow, deliberate, rhythmic pace. The air grew cooler, carrying the scent of damp earth and something mineral, metallic even, from the exposed rock. For anyone contemplating budget volcano trekking while hauling professional photographic equipment, a significant, often unstated reality emerges: the sheer weight. Transporting heavy DSLR bodies, a suite of diverse lenses, and a drone up this incline isn't a solo endeavor if you want to conserve energy for actual photography. It demands a porter. This logistical reality adds a layer of cost beyond the advertised price for a basic trek, fundamentally altering the true definition of budget volcano trekking when specialized tools are integral to the journey. It's a real price adjustment to factor into any comprehensive plan. Today's practical impact is primarily physical, a profound engagement with the mountain's stark topography and its atmospheric resistance. Tomorrow, the plan is to shift focus to the San Felipe de Jesus district. The objective is practical: navigate the local market there to source specific, energy-dense provisions for the coming days, and recalibrate from the mountain's raw, demanding scale to the more nuanced, grounded rhythms of town life.